You're listening to SBS News.
Pamela Jan has just lost her husband to COVID-19.
Till yesterday, I was sitting outside the hospital and they kept telling me that your patient is all right. I said, please let me see him once. I even offered them money to let me meet my husband, but no one listened to me. I am so upset and there is nothing I can do.
She's one of many in India unable to see loved ones for a last time. In a country where COVID-19 has seen mass cremations become a routine part of the day. The last 24 hours brought at least 360,960 new cases, the world's largest single day total, taking India's tally of infections to nearly 18 million. It was also the deadliest day so far. 3,300 fatalities took the toll to just over 200,000. But experts believe the official tally vastly underestimates the actual toll. But what the crisis has shown is the world's capacity to put differences aside and help others. Pakistan is one of the many countries, including Australia, China, Saudi Arabia, and Britain, offering support to the Indian people. Britain's Foreign Office Minister, James Cleverly, says they will continue to support India throughout the crisis.
Well, India is a long-standing and close friend and partner to the United Kingdom. We've seen the horrible images and the suffering. So in addition to the oxygen production support we have already allocated, today we are also providing three mobile oxygen factories, each of which can provide or produce 1,500 litres of oxygen per minute, and that will help support India in its fight against coronavirus.
The International Federation of the Red Cross head of South Asia, Udaya Regmi, is optimistic the situation will soon be under control.
Now India becoming an epicenter of the world regarding this pandemic. But the government putting their all efforts to control these situations. We are very much hopeful within a week or two, it will be controlled.
And the Pan American Health Organization's director has welcomed the United States' decision to share 60 million doses of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine with other countries. Spain has also offered countries in Latin America its surplus vaccine doses, and PAHO is currently coordinating their distribution. In just the last week, PAHO reported 1.4 million new cases of COVID-19 and over 36,000 people died from the virus throughout the region. The organisation's director, Dr. Carissa Etienne, says the commitment by the United States is a very important step and she's urging other countries to follow.
No vaccines should be sitting in warehouses where they can be promptly used to, when they can be promptly used to save lives. And PAHO is ready and able to quickly deploy vaccines to the countries in our region that have been and are being heavily impacted by the pandemic and are now struggling to access more doses.
Tokyo's Olympic chief, Seiko Hashimoto, says whether to allow domestic spectators at the Games will be decided in June, but the Games could still go ahead without spectators. Tokyo, Osaka and several other areas came under a third state of emergency this week, and the death toll in Japan from COVID-19 has passed 10,000. The numbers are good by global standards, but poor compared with other places in Asia, such as Taiwan, Vietnam, Thailand and South Korea. International Olympic Committee Games Executive Director Christoph Duby says while no firm decision has been made, the safety of all involved will be the first priority.
What has driven us for all this time is to make sure we can deliver games which are safe for Japan, for our hosts, making sure that anyone coming to the games have followed very strict protocols. And what you see in the playbook is the result of this work. We also want to make sure that the participants themselves are safe and they take it upon themselves to guarantee their own safety as well as the safety of others.
And a new report by aid agency Oxfam has found the COVID-19 crisis has cost women around the world at least $800 billion in lost income in 2020, equivalent to more than the combined GDP of 98 countries. Worldwide, women have been more likely than men to be in low-paid, precarious work and so drop out of the workforce or reduce their hours during the pandemic, largely due to care responsibilities. The report says women also make up roughly 70% of the world's health and social care workforce, essential but often poorly paid jobs that put them at greater risk from COVID-19. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.